Welcome back to the show. This is Hawk Hill Sports on Radio 1851. We'd like to briefly announce that we'll be introducing a new segment coming up in the near future.
And does the near future mean today?
Yes.
We can start today.
Okay.
See if we get some buzz around it, but we're gonna call it Stump the Stokel.
Stump the Stokel.
You might have heard of Stump the Schwab back in the day.
That's a good show.
This is Stump the Stokel.
This is better.
If you have...
It's better. He knows less.
We stump him more often.
If you have sports trivia of any kind and you believe that Tim Stokel does not know the
particularly
answer...
Particularly recent, please?
Yeah.
And baseball?
Keep it under control. Tim likes baseball. If you think you can stump him with a baseball question,
baseball.
We'll be very impressed. All right, and you will not get a prize of any kind. Wait, or are we going to have giveaways?
No, the only prize is I will probably hate them.
We will also give you a signed Radio 1851 thing.
Yeah, okay, we have a bunch of them. I don't know if we're allowed to take them, but we're going to.
We have
a signed Radio 1851 poster.
We have printer paper that we can sign our names on.
Signed
for you guys. You're welcome.
Favorite
America.
Your favorite co-hosts.
Anyway, that's just something to look forward to. But today, in the present, in the now, it's Thursday, March 6th, and we'd like to wish happy birthday to, first of all, Tyler, the Creator.
Wow.
Rapper, lead man of Odd Future, and just bat-ass crazy.
Yeah, I've seen him in concert twice. He is an insane dude, and he's also 25 years old.
That's wrong. He's not 25.
27.
He's 23 only.
Ooh, he's young. Ooh,
yeah.
I knew he was young, yeah.
Young boy.
Young kid. Right. Young kid. So Tyler is 23. We move now to someone a little bit older. His name is Shaquille O'Neal. Happy birthday to Shaq.
Yeah. Oh, I knew his birthday was today. I should have known that, like, Shaq. I saw his birthday on Twitter. Should have known we'd get that.
You know? So it's Shaq's birthday today. How old is Shaq?
I think 38.
He's not 38.
He is 43.
He's 42.
Ah.
Wow.
42. You're one off on Shaq.
Hurt my heart.
Future Hall of Famer. That'll be a fun Hall of Fame speech.
Yeah, well.
When he gets in, let's see. You got at least one more here. We'll see if I get another. Happy birthday to Tim Howard. U.S. men's national team soccer goalie.
What club is he on? Is he Everton?
I believe he's still with Everton at the moment, yes. Okay. So he also has Tourette's.
Did not know that.
So, I knew that.
How old is Tim Howard? This is an interesting.
I'm gonna celeb shot this one, and get my boy Ish in the studio. Can we find our producer?
Ish Fon is here.
Can we get our assistant to go find Ish?
All right.
We need an assistant to find our producer.
We need an assistant, a producer. We need some interns.
Assistant to the producer.
We definitely need interns.
We do need interns.
But for now, oh, there he is. I found him.
Here we go. Come on in.
He just entered the studio.
Need a mic.
Bring him over. Bring him over. All right, you're going to take my mic. I'm giving you the
Celeb shot.
Celeb shot. Tim Howard. I don't, Tim Howard at all. Soccer. All right. Well, I'm still trusting you. I'm thinking we're looking at somewhere between the 35 and 45 range is what I'm looking for, and that's my call. But give me a number.
I'm going to have to say 37.
You'd be incorrect. My apologies, Yishvan.
It's all right.
I'm going to go with 34.
Tim, you're going to hate yourself because it's 35. Tim is 35 years old today, March 6th.
This is the worst game.
This game is
yeah.
HS.
Watch Step Brothers.
All right. One more. Did we watch Friday Night Lights? Did you guys watch it?
Yes, yes. The movie or the show?
The television show.
Absolutely.
Okay.
No.
Love that show, man.
No, I don't even want to do it.
I want to do it.
Okay. I'll describe the character to Tim and then guess off that. Okay. Happy birthday to Connie Britton. She played Coach Eric Taylor's wife on said show. Eric Taylor is your main head coach.
Okay.
She is his wife. He is, I'm sure you've seen his face. He was also in Wolf of Wall Street.
Did not see that either.
Okay. Oh, you.
Great film.
Dropping the ball
much.
Great
dropping the ball in your movie game.
I'm not allowed to leave the house.
But So yeah, you can. I think you can go off that. He's
sure.
Sort of,
52.
No, but not
awful.
Not wait, bad for.
We're talking Connie Britton right
Connie
now.
Connie Britton. All right. Yeah.
So that was in 2003 to 2007. She's got to be.
What are we thinking?
41.
Wow, that's a big gap there, and it's actually 47.
Ah.
Almost directly in the middle.
Damn it.
Huh. So she's 47 years old. That means nothing to Tim at all.
Cool.
Good for her, though. She looks good.
But I thought
I'm going to look her up now that I'm
shout out to you,
scared to see her age.
Go for it. Also born on this day, Lou Costello, died in 1959.
Oh, she is good looking for her age.
Comedian.
That's what I'm saying, right?
Michelangelo died in 1564. Today is his day of birth, apparently, as well. So
that's fun.
That's all for birthdays. And back over to you.
All right. Are we going to lead in next segment with... crazy question for Ish.
No, let's do that right now.
Should we
that's
do it
fan
now?
Favorite. Should we do it now?
Let's do it now.
All right.
All right. Ish Vaughn. Do you watch a lot of movies?
Yeah. You can't. All right. Let me give him my mic.
That would actually be better.
All right. You watch a good amount of movies, you said?
Yeah, I did.
All right. So you are aware of Matt Damon as the coolest person in the world, right?
I guess.
All right, so here's
top,
the deal.
Top five.
Here's the deal. I want you to describe your life as a Matt Damon movie, and I'm going to give you your options. You got The Departed, right? I don't know. Hopefully you've seen The Departed. It's like a gangster flick.
Yeah, I think
very good. If you haven't, you need to go watch it. You got We Bought a Zoo.
One of his
oh, such an amazing movie.
I love that one.
All right, good. Much. We know. The Bourne movies, where he's awesome, probably I would say better than James Bond. I'm gonna say it. That's I like them better than James Bond. And then Good Will Hunting, where he played a undiscovered mathematician.
Yeah, I watched that in class actually.
So. Okay, so you are describing your life as one of those Matt Damon movies. Which one is it, and why?
Well, can it be a mixture?
No, it can't be a mixture.
if you have a good explanation for it, then I will take it.
Okay, all right, I'll stay out of this.
Actually, I would just stick with We Bought a Zoo.
Yes.
Yes.
Because
because you bought a zoo.
No.
Oh, okay. I thought of that.
Would you buy a zoo?
I would totally buy a zoo if I actually had enough money
all right,
and free nice. Time to take care of how many animals? Like 10, 20?
I think 10 is like...
10 is that's a farm.
That's a farm.
We're looking for...
A zoo is a wide like variety of exotic creatures. A wide
variety. But I cut you off. Why we bought a zoo?
Well, because coming from another country, so moving here is kind of like going to a zoo with all these exotic...
Are people. You calling Americans zoo animals? Is that where that just went?
Are you calling yourself that? Because I don't remember calling you guys that. But, I mean, if you guys want to call yourself that, then by all means. All
right, so you think that coming to America was like...
I'd be a grizzly bear.
It was
bear.
A change of pace.
Change of pace.
A change of environment.
Okay.
So,
all right, I will accept it.
Accepted.
All right, thank you, Ish.
That was
our that was new
crazy,
segment.
Crazy
question for Ish. He is, if he was a Matt Damon movie, he would be We Bought a Zoo. So.
CQFI, that's what we're calling it.
Yep.
For short.
All right, Kevin, what do you, we're going to talk a little baseball right now. Kevin has some something for us, right?
Okay. So what I've done over here is I've checked out last year's standings and picked five sort of interesting teams, from last year, mostly successful. And I just like to get your take on whether their win total will improve. That's what I'm going to do.
So over-under?
Sort of an over-under game.
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to give you the team. I'm going to give you their win totals from 2013. And you tell me whether or not they will surpass that total in 2014. Show your work.
Go.
Okay.
Okay. First team, we're going to start off because I'm running the show. We're going to start off with the Washington Nationals.
Okay.
All right. Last year they had 86 wins, and it felt like just about everything went wrong for half or more of the year. So, given that, I know what I would say. Will they surpass 86 wins, or will they not? Over or under?
Over. I have the Nationals. I'm looking at my predictions right now, MLB predictions. Stuff Tim does when he's bored.
Hashtag stuff Tim does when he's bored.
I have them winning 95 games this year.
That is significantly over.
Yeah. I think they're pitching fantastic. Strasburg, Gio Gonzalez, Jordan Zimmermann. They add Doug Fister. Their bullpen is solid. Back end with Soriano, Clipper, and Storen. And I think Bryce Harper's going to have a monster year. I think he's going to be an MVP candidate. Have you seen him?
Andrew, Google right now Bryce Harper arms.
He got gigantic.
He's cartoonishly jacked.
He's going to have a monster year. And I think Denard Span's going to have an improved year. I like the lineup. They're the most balanced team in this division. Mm-hmm. I think they win the division. I'm going over 80, whatever it was.
86.
86, over 86.
Okay. I would have to agree with you there. Are you seeing this?
Shockingly, if you put Bryce Harper arms, you don't get what you're looking for.
You don't get it?
Just do Bryce Harper and maybe it's it'll probably be news.
Yeah, news is what I was going to say.
Just search Bryce Harper and go to news.
Oh, just look at the news. All right, I'm going.
All right, keep going.
Continue. Yeah.
All right. So, next team up, the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Okay.
You're right. When I go news, these are the three big things. Bryce Harper is jacked. Bryce Harper is in tremendous shape. Thanks for asking. And Bryce Harper looks all sorts of jacked.
Right.
Yeah, he's going to have a big year.
Apparently, he lifted throughout the offseason and did nothing else.
There he is.
He was constantly tweeting about it.
Like anything.
Okay, so the next team that I named here was the Pittsburgh Pirates. Did make the playoffs as a wild card last year, one of three teams from the Central to qualify for the postseason. They finished the year with 94 wins. Andrew McCutchen had a magical season. Over or under 94 wins?
Under. I have them at 86.
Okay.
So I like them. I think they're going to be in the hunt. I don't think the pitching is going to get it done. I mean, last year they just kind of... It all kind of happened. Liriano, I don't see him doing the same thing he did last year. Garrett Cole, he's still young.
Right.
He might struggle. And then after that, Charlie Morton, Locke, Wandy Rodriguez. It's just... It's not great. And, you know, they're going to be competitive. They're going to be, like I said, 86 wins. That should keep them in the wild card hunt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it happening again. I mean, the lineup average, Tabata is okay. Pedro Alvarez, he'll drive in runs, won't hit for average. Mercer, shortstop, Russell Martin. They're just a bunch of good players.
Right.
I don't see it clicking as well as it did last year. They're going to be good. They'll finish above 500 again, but I'm saying under the 94 they're at.
94, yes. Yeah, that was quite the season for Pittsburgh, and it's hard to see that being repeated. So, okay, let's move on here to... I was going to ask you about the Braves, but you've sort of already answered that question.
Yeah.
With your Nationals thing.
Mm-hmm.
So let's actually move to my most interesting, or the team that I'm most interested in, the Houston Astros. 51 wins last year, 111 losses. Are you saying they surpass 51 wins, or are you saying they're below it?
They'll win more than 51 games.
Okay.
They add Dexter Fowler, another bat in the lineup. They're going to be bad. I think I have them with 61 wins.
All right.
So they're 10 games better than last year. They add some pitching. Their bullpen's solid. You know, they add Scott Feldman to the rotation. But their future's bright. They got a lot of young prospects.
Sure.
So it's not this
year.
They
better have.
It's not next year. Probably not the year after that.
But they're coming.
They're coming, and they'll win over 51 this year. They'll show a little bit of improvement.
Minute Maid is one of my favorite parks.
I haven't been there, but it looks pretty sweet.
Yeah. Oh, I haven't been there, but even just on television and in video games.
The hill's pretty cool. The train tracks, it's really nice.
Okay. Let's get in with a team out of the American League East. Always a competitive division, but I want to get your thoughts on the Baltimore Orioles.
Okay, Andrew's team.
Yes, sir.
They were at 85 wins last year in the hyper-competitive East. The Rays and the Sox were above them. They qualified for the playoff spots. But Baltimore was a few games back.
Yeah, sadly.
There. So 85 wins. Are you going over or are you going under? This is a
Am I allowed to say even? One. I have them winning 85 again.
You can say even.
I would say even. If not even, then probably under. Just because okay. I think they're better than last year. They are better. They added Nelson Cruz to that lineup. That lineup's great. Yeah, Cruz, Chris Davis, J.J. Hardy, Manny Machado, Matt Wieters, Andrew Jones. Not Andrew Jones.
Adam Jones.
Adam Jones. That's a great lineup. Maybe the best in the American League. If not, then top three. But the pitching is just, it's not there. Ubaldo Jimenez, they signed. He's their ace.
I think that's hilarious. They also signed Johan Santana.
Johan Santana to a minor league deal. Yeah. Miguel Gonzalez is their number two. Chris Tillman, three. Bud Norris, four. And they lose Jim Johnson, the closer.
Yeah,
right.
They're going to be good. I have them, like I said, winning the same amount of games as last year. But that division is just too good.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's murder.
There's four playoff caliber teams, and then the Blue Jays, who you don't know what they're going to bring because they're supposed to be so good last year. Maybe they'll figure something out.
Yeah, that's another interesting thing to watch.
That division is just it's too good for the Orioles to win more than 85 games, I say.
Okay. Andrew, you want to check in on that one?
You hate to see it, but I trust Tim. I was hoping that this was our year. I agree. We didn't get any good pitchers.
They're a good team, but I think they're the fourth best team in that division.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy, the names that are there. All right. Very last team that we'll check in with before spring training gets really heated up here is the Kansas City Royals in the AL Central. Very interesting team. Last year, they were third in the Central with 86 wins. So I had record about a game better than the Orioles, another one of those teams that's, sort of fighting for it there. But what do we think about KC?
What was it, 86?
86.
I'm going over.
Over?
Yeah, I like the Royals a lot. I think they might be this year's Pirates.
Okay.
Sneak into the wild. Not sneak in. Pirates didn't sneak into anything. They won 90 games.
Bars the door down.
But I think the Royals, by sneaking, they came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Years of being bad, I think the Royals might get into the playoffs. I don't have them in, but I have them a couple games out of the wild card. The young talent on this team, Moustakas and Hosmer, they're great on the corners. Their bullpen's really good. Greg Hollins emerged as one of the better closers in the league. James Shields is
an
ace. And their rotation outside of Shields is it's average to a slightly above average. Mm-hmm. It's balanced. It's pretty deep, 1 through right. 5 or 2 through 5, because Shields is far and away the best one.
Right. So you could see the Pittsburgh parallels.
Yeah, so they're on the rise. I don't see them losing fewer games or winning fewer games than last year, because I think they're better than last year. They added Omar Infante to play second base. He's a guy who's good to get on base, as is Norchik Aoki in right field.
Right.
So I'd say over. Salvador Perez, the catcher. I really like the Royals this year.
Okay. How many do you have them down for, just out of curiosity? You get 90?
88.
Okay. So that would be
which would have them, according to my thing, two games out of a playoff spot.
Oof. Tough times for KC.
Yeah. And we'll get into my playoff teams.
The Stoical Kiss of Death.
When we do our MLB preview show in a couple of weeks. Yeah,
it's you don't KC. Come back from that.
Right. Yeah, it's hard to select teams to kind of talk about here, because you see a lot of regression candidates. You see a lot of teams that are going to obviously win more than they did.
I think the Angels are one of those teams that's going to definitely win more than they did last year. They're not as bad as they were last year. The Indians are a team that's going to win fewer games.
Right. They have 90 clearly. Plus.
The Mariners are going to be better.
Right. It's just,
it's going to be, I'm obviously really excited for baseball. The Phillies are
The Phillies.
Yeah, they're going to be rough. But I don't know. We'll talk about them a little more when the season comes closer. All right, let's go on a break. When we get back, we got 20 minutes left to show.
Yep.
We'll find time
to
shoot
the breeze. This is Hawk Hill Sports on Radio 1851.